Grace and peace to you in the name of Jesus, the valiant one, the one who's defeated Satan for us and all hell, taken away our sins, conquered death, the one we worship this first Sunday in Lent. Amen. Our text is a combination of gospel, Old Testament. We pray the Spirit be with us as we hear the word of God. O Holy Spirit, be with your church. Remind us that we cannot live on bread alone, just the things of the world. They don't give life, hope, peace, or joy. But we live on your word, so give us your word. May we receive it in faith, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. As you know, we human beings do a lot of basic things in life. We eat, we sleep, we drink, we work, we play. Another basic thing we do often is cover up. When we sin, make a mistake, do wrong, we tend to cover up and cover up quickly so no one sees it. God doesn't see it either, and we look good. We cover up. And cover-ups can be really big, like Watergate many, many years ago. President Nixon tried to cover up his mistakes. And they can be really little cover-ups, like the little boy who takes a cookie from the cookie jar. He's told not to, and he eats half of it, puts it back in the cookie jar, covers it up with the other big cookies, and no one's going to see that I ate half that cookie. We cover up. In the Old Testament lesson today, Adam and Eve sin. We all know the story. Adam and Eve sin, and what do they immediately do? They try to cover up. Immediately they grab fig leaves, number one. It's like they choose the closest thing to them. Oh, there's fig leaves. Let's get fig leaves and sew them together and we'll cover up our nakedness, our shame, and try to look good to each other and before God. No one will ever see that we've done anything wrong, maybe. We almost chuckle. Really, fig leaves are going to cover up sin and nakedness? Fig leaves? Come on. And then God comes looking and they run and hide. Obviously, the fig leaves aren't going to be good enough. We got to hide. That's a common cover-up strategy, to hide. If I've done something wrong, I'll just be out of sight, out of mind. I'll just kind of leave and people might forget what I did. The person I hurt, if I'm not around, I'll just kind of forget. Maybe God will forget and we'll just be like the animals and plants in the garden here and he'll kind of forget what we did. Hide. Run. Out of sight, out of mind, cover up. And then the next cover up strategy. They blame each other. God confronts them. And what does good old Adam do? He blames his wife. The woman you gave, he almost blames God. The woman you gave me, God, and God, you're a little at fault here too. You gave me this woman. She deceived me and I ate. He tries to hide behind the sin of his wife. And then Eve, she blames the devil. The serpent deceived me. It's the devil's fault and I ate. A common cover-up strategy. Cover up with the sins of somebody else. Look at them. Look at them. They're worse than me. We hide. We wear our own types of fig leaves. And yet notice the grace of God at the end of the Old Testament. God doesn't give up on these people. God knows he himself must cover up their sin. Fig leaves are not going to do it. Blaming other people is not going to do it. Hiding is not going to do it. God himself must cover up sin that we be righteous before him and go to heaven. And so the last verse of the Old Testament reading, it says, where God made for Adam and for his wife garments of skins and clothed them. Cover up is the theme of the whole Bible. We sin. God's holy and righteous. Sin has to be covered up. We're going to make it back to God. And only God can cover us. We can't cover ourselves. And so God gets involved. And notice how you have here the first sacrifice of animals. You have the first death now. Everything was good, but now there's death. God had to kill some animals, take their skins, and put them around for clothing, for cover-up for Adam and Eve. God is teaching Adam and Eve, it's not so simple as hiding and blaming fig leaves. To cover up sin is going to require death. And I have to do it. You can't do it. Just wear the covering I give you. Adam and Eve, don't turn it down. No, God, we like our fig leaves. We like our own loincloths. Forget about the clothing you gave. They receive in faith the clothing God gives them. And this continues throughout the Old Testament. God clothing now his people. the killing of animals here to clothe Adam and Eve. This foreshadows the whole Levitical system. We come later to the book of Leviticus. And there God, where we have the tabernacle God sets up of how to worship Him, how to be with God. And it's all about covering sin. I'm holy, you're sinful, you got to cover up. So God has the whole Levitical system of sacrifice. Lambs are sacrificed, oxen sacrificed, doves sacrificed, many animals sacrificed. Blood, 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 blood. Blood rolls all over the place. Every day there's blood. Animals killed to cover up sin. But it's all just temporary. For we all know there's not enough animals in this world to kill to take away mankind's sin. Every animal will be extinct if we kill the animals to take away our sin. Wouldn't they? The Old Testament sacrifices are kind of like a cheap t-shirt. A cheap t-shirt will cover you for a little while. It's temporary, but then it'll get old. It'll rip apart, get holes in it, and you throw it away. That's all the sacrificial system of the Old Testament. It covers them for a little while by God's mercy, but it's cheap. It's not going to last. It gets old. Also at Mount Sinai, besides the sacrifices, God gives the law to Moses, the Ten Commandments. Love God, love your neighbor. Now here's another idea mankind has, he might think. Well, if I can cover up my sin with good works, the really pious, self-righteous person, I can be so good, do so many good things, fill my life with good works, I'll cover up my sin with a lot of good works, and God won't even see my sin because I'm so good. And if you believe that your righteous good deeds somehow cover up your sin, you are dead wrong, with the emphasis on dead. You will die and be in hell, you who trust in your own good works, covering up your sin. For God says, your good deeds are like filthy rags to me. I see right through them. They're not really good at all anyway, because you're dealing with a sinful attitude and a glorious attitude that points to you. They're filthy rags. And then God gives in the Old Testament leaders. And maybe these great leaders, these prophets and priests and kings, maybe they can help deal with sin and cover up sin. That doesn't work either. Moses, a great, great leader, he can deliver them from Egypt, but he cannot deliver them from sin. David can conquer Goliath. David cannot conquer the devil. Solomon can array the people in gold and silver, but he cannot array them in grace and salvation. The prophets, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Elijah, Elisha, they can point out sin, but they can't take it away. And so as the Old Testament ends, we're longing, we're asking the question, where is the perfect eternal covering for sin? Blaming each other doesn't work. Hiding doesn't work. Fig leaves don't work. Good works don't work. All the sacrifices aren't going to work that long. Where is the perfect eternal clothing and covering for sin? And that brings us to the gospel lesson. For the gospel lesson, this first Sunday Lent shows us clearly. The one person, not two, three, four, the one person who is and always will be the perfect eternal clothing and covering for sin, and that is our Lord Jesus Christ. The devil leads Adam and Eve into sin. The devil now tries Jesus. And as I mentioned in Bible class, it is a blowout victory for Jesus. This is Tennessee versus Missouri yesterday. It's over before it even starts. It's a blowout. You have this massive showdown. Jesus, the devil, who's going to win? The battle is on, the showdown of the Bible. God, the devil, who's going to win? It's over in a few verses. Three little Bible verses Jesus uses. Doesn't have to quote a lot, just three verses. The power of God's word, and you're gone, devil. Be gone, get out of here. And this is the weak Jesus who hasn't eaten for 40 days and is lonely in a desert. Even when I'm really, really weak, I'm so much stronger than you in your strength, devil, so get out of here. The devil had a 4,000-year winning streak. A 4,000-year winning streak from Adam and Eve up to the Malachi on to the days of Jesus. About 4,000 years. No one could defeat him. Tennessee has a 4-game winning streak, and we're all celebrating, huh? You win 10 games in a row. Wow, you win 30 in a row. Wow, incredible, 30 games in a row. The devil had won for 4,000 years. No man, no woman, no child could stand up against him, but now he's met his match. and we have the victor. Jesus conquers him. He is the perfect clothing, the perfect covering for sin. Be in Christ. Be clothed with Christ, and you win. You're righteous. You're holy. You go to heaven. Fig leaves aren't good enough. The forgiveness of Jesus is good enough. The blood of beasts aren't good enough. But the blood from his body is good enough, and more than good enough. It gives you eternal life. All the sacrifices of the Old Testament by themselves couldn't take away one sin. His one sacrifice on the cross takes away all sin. The law can't take away sin, but his love does. Our good works are rags, but his grace makes us righteous. As Paul says in the epistles, all you who are baptized, to put on Christ. You wear Christ now. You're baptized. You wear Christ. Don't take the clothing off and lose your faith. You think of the cross as the ultimate symbol in Lent and for Christianity. In the cross, Christ's arms are open. His arms are open. I'm your covering, he's saying. I'm the one who will blanket you. I will cover you. Come to me, all of you that are weary and heavy laden. All you that are trying to blame other people, hide, excuse yourself from sin. Come to me and let me cover you. Trust in me. Be baptized in my name. I will cover you. His arms are out. Father, forgive them. He's saying, Father, I'm their covering. I am the once and for all covering for sin. And so don't be displeased, Father. Accept them as righteous because of me. And he does. Anybody here have an electric blanket at home? Who's the wimps with an electric blanket? Mom, we're in Tennessee. You don't need an electric blanket. I don't have one. I got an electric blanket called my stomach, okay? You know, you turn on that electric blanket and go get your pajamas on and let it heat up. And on a cold night, it's been warmer now, I realize. Oh, you jump in. Pure luxury. I'm covered now. I'm warm for the night. Well, we gather here in church, friends. Not for an electric blanket, but for an eternal blanket called Jesus, to be clothed again, reminded I'm baptized and I'm covered. So things heat up pretty quick in church. Things warm up well for us in our hearts. It's a cold world out there. Things warm up here. We hear the absolution, and then we look back at the cross. His arms are open there at the cross. Ah, things are heating up. I'm forgiven. I'm covered. I'm baptized. God doesn't see my sin. I'm covered. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And then we read the gospel lesson. Again, we have the cross carried out. Oh, the cross, there's my covering. There he is, the one who covers me. And so I am righteous. Ah, things are warming up. I'm saved and redeemed. And then communion we have here in a moment. I actually eat of his body, drink of his blood. I have this Christ, this crucified, risen one, now in me, and I in him. So he covers me. He's in me. I in him. Of course I'm righteous. Of course I'm only in Christ. He's all over me and in me. And so I'm counted righteous by the Father because of him. What joy to be in the house of God, to have that eternal blanket of Christ thrown on me again, tightened around me. You're baptized. You're clothed. You're covered. Don't blame each other. Don't run and hide. Don't try to do a whole bunch of good works to make up for your sin this week. Do them out of love for God and his love for you. Not to cover up. Lent's a time to repent. A time of sacrifice, prayer, pondering. Lent is a time to cover up. Cover up in the eternal covering, who is Jesus. Keep that cover on you, you baptized. Amen. We stand. May the peace of God, which transcends all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.